Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Now at our new time, 11 a.m., I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we are here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, about our blog, our newsletters, updates on our events, the law, and a lot more. And tomorrow's block topic, by the way, can your association kick you out of your home even if it's homestead property? You may be surprised on that. And if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. First, some housekeeping. Of course, the big news is that we are in our new time slot, 11 o'clock a.m. After 6 years of being in the noon time slot, we've moved to 11 o'clock from now on. And, of course, our listeners must be thinking why in the world we would do that. And the reason is the popularity of the show is really going to allow us to expand it to other markets throughout Florida. But we can only do so in the 11 o'clock time slot because many stations start carrying NFL coverage at noon. So we anticipate letting certain Florida cities to the north and even to the west know very soon. But looks like you won't have to listen to the show on the internet anymore, because the show will be picked up on a radio station near you. We should definitely have more details. Yeah, absolutely. Show's getting bigger. And we should definitely have more details as early as next week to share with everybody. So certainly look forward to moving on up.
Very exciting. The bottom line, we now start a little earlier at 11 o'clock instead of noon.
Yeah. Well, I like it at 11 o'clock. How about you guys?
I like it, absolutely.
All for it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, Eric, before we were starting the show, you were telling me about a little seminar you gave the other night.
Little.
Yeah. I heard you had a full house, actually.
It was packed. It really was. And we had over 200 fans of the show show up in bad weather, no less, to take our seminar, including people, believe it or not, who showed up as far away as Jacksonville.
You're kidding
me.
Yeah,
believe it or not. And
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville,
they're starving for
knowledge. Not Jacksonville, Russia.
So that, you want to talk about flattering. That is flattering. We had a great panel of experts, lots of food. All of our sponsors were there, and really everybody seemed to have a lot of fun. Really glad everybody showed up.
Fantastic. And now Eric will be teaching all around the state so they can come to you from Jacksonville and go to Bradenton.
Bradenton
on October 8th.
Yes, and following week, October 14th, 9 a.m., we're going to be at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
And then they can go on October 21st to the Tampa Bay Convention Center.
And 8 days later, October 29th at 9 a.m., the Miami Beach Convention Center. So we will be all over the state. And again, board members, please don't get certified by signing that silly self-serving affidavit. Come learn something at a class for a few hours. It's fun. It's educational. And you're with peers in a great environment.
And remember, we say this every week, registration is super easy. Just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com to register, or pick up your Android or iPhone and download the Condo Craze and HOA app, because you can just register on the from the registration tab on that thingy. And get
in
there.
Thingy?
Yeah, on that thingy. And you'll be ready to go.
All right, so last week was our six-year anniversary show. Can you believe that?
No.
We spoke about a crazy situation in a Broward County condo where an owner loaded up his AK-47, an AR-15, a 9mm handgun, and started firing into the walls of his condo unit. Thank God nobody was home next door.
Crazy.
Only to be back home 48 hours after being arrested. We spoke about an owner's right to videotape their board members.
Not like the, those subjects really don't go together, really.
Yeah, right.
You know, it sounds like, we cover the whole gamut of things, yeah.
But last week was a serious issue. Last week was no joke.
That was no
joke. I mean,
yeah,
we were able to take care of the first problem for the client. The guy that actually shot up his condo can't go back there any longer.
That's right, because you worked it out.
Well, not I personally. Another attorney, Paul Kim, had a hearing with the judge here in Broward County, and she was quite convinced that this gentleman presents some sort of threat to the community, and he's
why
gonna,
would he think that?
And he's going to need to demonstrate to her that he does not. So the temporary injunction is still in place. Although you would think that if maybe you fired 50 rounds into your neighbor's homes, and the only reason you didn't kill anybody is because nobody was there, you might get your stuff taken away, or you just might be sitting in jail or something.
Bail. Yeah.
I'm feeling if I did that, I'd be in jail.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Absolutely.
Can you believe so? This
a
guy,
felony, right? No, and he has his guns back, right?
No, he doesn't have his guns back.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
not.
But he was released on $15,000 bail, which means $1,500 cash bond. So understand what happened here. Guy unloads 50 rounds of ammunition from an AK-47 and an AR-15 and a 9mm Glock. Gets arrested.
Yeah, this is roll off the tongue for you, those gun things.
I'm a big Second Amendment guy. So winds up putting up $1,500 and coming back home to the same condo unit. His neighbors, from what we understand, got so scared, they moved out.
Of course.
They went into hotel rooms and or went back to live with their children. So let's just say to say that the people were surprised that he was back home in his same condo unit in 48 hours, the people were surprised and shocked.
Of
and
course they would be,
so,
of course.
But
this guy might do it again.
Goes without saying. But let's do this. Let's take some calls. I see we got Kathy in Plantation. How are you, Kathy?
Good morning. How are you?
How can we help?
Mr. Glazer, I have a situation in my association, and I hate to see you go. You used to be our attorney in here. But my situation is, as you may know or be aware, that we have a special assessment, and it come and due anytime soon. But I think it's by the end of the year. And the board of directors has just placed a new budget on it, and they add in the shortfall of that special assessment to our maintenance, which we have been paying, over the years in and on bad debt on top of that. And I can't understand where the money went and why is it that we have such a shortfall on it.
What are you saying? So they actually they passed the special assessment and turned out not to be enough money?
Yeah, and they now they added in into our maintenance as a shortfall from the special assessment. And basically, on the main time, we're paying bad debt to cover that up too, for those people they didn't pay or all those apartments that were sold that they never paid the lien on it, because each individual apartment has a lien.
And yeah, no, I got you. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold for a second because you raised actually a lot there, because this came up during the seminar as well, where other people were complaining that their associations wind up passing special assessments. A lot of people don't pay, and unfortunately, now the other people wind up getting hit, and really it's almost the same thing in your case, with a special assessment almost twice. Because, listen, the bottom line is whatever you did the special assessment for, usually it's for like a contractor. They got to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So if only half the people are paying, well, those halves are going to wind up paying twice, and the other half is going to wind up getting foreclosed on or leaned.
Let me just preface this, if any of our friends are listening in Miami Beach. This is for residential condominiums where they don't throw you out for a year and a half.
Right.
All right.
But, yes, here's the bottom line, Kathy. When you move into a community association in the state of Florida, you're taking a gamble that hoping and praying that the people that you're living with in the community, that they're going to pay their special assessments, whether it's, you know, the regular assessments each month or each quarter, or it's the special assessments. And the reality is, if they don't pay it, yes, you're going to have to pay a lot more. The statutes even allow for it. You know, statutes are very clear in that regard, because the bottom line is, at the end of the month, the bills have to get paid. Now, if the association's doing their job, they're going to make sure that those who think they got off the hook for the time being actually don't. You're going to wind up filing liens and potentially foreclosure actions against them. But sometimes, even if you do that, it's still not going to get you back your money, especially when, you know, the market is bad, real estate conditions are bad. So the only thing you can do sometimes is just pray that the people who are actually not paying now will ultimately pay in the future. If not, you may have to pay twice. That's the bottom line about living in a community association. How about we go to Judy in Margate? How are you, Judy?
Good morning. I have a couple questions for you. In our original declaration, we have one pet with board approval. I know with all the service dogs, they're automatically...
Scott, you know anything about service dogs?
The requirements. Right. Now the board has changed to allow two pets without a vote to the declaration. And we have some people with three pets who are on a board and have not been taken care of to remove those pets.
What is your what did your declaration originally say?
One with board approval, correct?
The other question is, what about doors? Since when do doors belong to the condo?
All right, wait, hold on. Let's take this one at a time. Whoa, Judy.
Judy,
got to let me...
Slow down.
Now they want to do an assessment for $100,000 for doors that were never in our declaration, never in our budget. Shouldn't that be made?
Okay, Judy, got to let me talk. I'm trying to answer you, but you got to give me a shot here. All right, couple of questions. Number one, there was a question about pets. I think the original documents say one pet with board approval, and then the board, simply by way of making a rule, changed the governing documents actually to say now you can have two pets, and I understand that there's even some board members with three pets. Here's the bottom line, and we teach this on Thursday night, or we taught it on Thursday night. When your declaration is clear on a subject matter, for example, your documents say you can have one pet with board approval, the board can't circumvent that restriction in your governing documents by simply changing it with a board rule. That's because that's too easy. They got to take the more difficult approach, which is amending your governing documents. Your governing documents said one pet with board approval. If they want to make it two pets with board approval, you got to amend that governing document, which is probably going to require either a two-thirds vote of the unit owners or a three-quarter vote of the unit owners. Without doing that, that rule that they just passed is absolutely meaningless and unenforceable, and somebody in your community ought to let the board of directors know that, including the association attorney.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to ask, well, what can I do about it if nothing happens? Unfortunately, the only thing you can do is sue.
Right, exactly. If your neighbor has more than one pet, then I think you do have a cause of action. Now, there's a second question in there about doors. Bottom line on doors is I can't answer that question unless I see your governing documents. People call up screaming all the time. They're charging us for doors. Sometimes you have a situation where the doors are part of the unit. Sometimes the doors are part of the common elements.
And sometimes they change the doors, even though they're part of the common elements, but the doors that they originally had, you couldn't get anymore, so they have to make what usually constitute a material alteration, not one, because you just can't get the original doors
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly. So sometimes that's right. It's not a material alteration because you can't get what once was commonly
Doesn't
sold
exist.
It might not be exist anymore. Exactly. So only way for me to answer your question, Judy, is to get a look at your governing documents. We'd be glad to help. Just give us a call, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE in the morning. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Marlene from Delray will be back right after this.
Does your condo need some major repairs? If so, remember Structural Engineering Professionals, SEP. For over 15 years, SEP has specialized in providing clients with professional guidance and consulting services with their concrete repair projects, glass sliding door and window projects, and roofing projects throughout South Florida. As engineers of record on construction projects, SEP specializes in specifying projects, bidding projects to contractors, assisting you in selecting a qualified contractor, and then acting as construction managers and structural inspectors. We live in paradise in Florida, but as time passes, warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. Educate yourself on what they've learned and what you need to know about concrete before beginning any repair or restoration project by visiting the SEP website at struc-engineers.com. Then pick up the phone and call the office, 561-844-4060. SEP will visit your building and give you straight answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an experienced expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. They pride themselves in their experience and standards and promise you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060. Visit the website at struc-engineers.com. Call SEP to get the whole story up front. If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trend-setting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours, all at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop-shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Delray since 1979. Carousel knows how
how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We are now on at 11 a.m. Thanks for joining us at our new time so we can expand into other markets. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right. How about we go to Marlene in Delray Beach? How are you, Marlene?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey.
I have a question about the application fees for either a buyer or a renter. We have an appointed board. They came in January because nobody wanted to apply for being a board member.
Okay.
So we appointed all these people, five. I left the board also. Anyway, they changed the application fee from $100 to $250. Is that legal?
No, it's not. No, and you know, they call it
so.
Application fees. The statute refers to this as transfer fees. Okay, mm-hmm. Transfer fees. And what the statute says is the most that can be charged is $100 per applicant, and a
right.
husband and wife are considered one
correct.
Applicant. So there's
correct.
$100 cap. And we run into this situation all the time, and we have to correct the associations and let them know that they're exceeding their cap. Can't do it.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just letting you know. Bottom line is it can't be done. Oftentimes associations say, well, this is the way we've been doing it. We want to keep it this way. And until someone complains about it officially, we're going to just keep it this way. And, you know, simply our job to tell them, no, can't do it. If they follow the advice is another story. Until they get burned and get sued, and then it's going to cost them a lot more than $150 in the end.
Yeah, that's a really
fun they can get sued for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I called Tallahassee, and it was all blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm not giving you the blah, blah. I'm telling you they can get sued.
No, I know.
And, yes, it can certainly going to wind up costing them more than the $150 extra that they collected to defend that lawsuit.
Easy lawsuit if you got people to testify they paid, too.
Right, exactly. It's
really?
A no-brainer on this one.
Okay, I'll be calling you.
You got it, Marlene. Thank you.
Thank you.
How Bye-bye. About we go to Wally in Plantation? How are you, Wally?
I'm fine, and thank you for taking my call and listening to you on the radio.
Thank you.
Second call from Plantation today.
Absolutely. What's going on? Crazy yes, condos in Plantation.
I live in that condo where you had the first caller call from, and apparently we have an accountant. And the accountant should have let us know how bad this situation was in the beginning. They never bring it up at any board meetings. And right now, this assessment that they would like to charge is over $250,000. It would have been much simpler if they would have turned around and said, well, you owe $75,000 or $100,000. But they really hit a big ballpark number with this.
Well, your accountants might have had the obligation to say something, but are they the ones that are actually doing the collections for you?
But everything is being sent to a bank down in Miami.
Right,
and
okay.
I'm not sure if he gets the paperwork on it.
Right. The question is that's typically called like a lockbox. The payments are sent to a lockbox at a bank in Miami, right? And that bank normally produces like monthly reports showing exactly who's paying and who's not paying. Now, someone on your board should be typically the treasurer or sometimes the president, reviews those reports and to see who's paying and who's not paying. And those people that are not paying are typically forwarded to the association's attorney for collection activity. So the question is, what happened here? Was anybody reviewing the reports, number one? And if they were reviewing the reports, were they being sent to the attorney so the attorney can actually start filing liens and foreclosures?
But this is what we don't know, because with this, with the board, there's only like supposed to be like 5 to 7 people on it, and it's only 3 people running the meetings, the manager, the president, and 2 other people, and we don't even have a quorum when we have these meetings, and they're
right.
just setting that we're set they're setting the principles here. And we have to follow them and pay for them.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know if they're getting legal. You know, I have no idea if there's an attorney. I don't know if they're getting legal advice or the correct legal advice. But the bottom line is, it seems to me that those people aren't paying. And it's, apparently there's a lot of people aren't paying because you had to pass that huge special assessment. It seems to me that bottom line is you got to make sure that some collection efforts are stepped up.
I see that. Now, I know when at one point there was a savings from the manager. He saved us on insurance. Well, the board just went ahead and gave the man $10,000 as a bonus.
The manager got $10,000 because
because he
saved him money.
Isn't that a
To me, that sounds like a kickback. In other words,
pretty definition.
In other words, go with the insurance company that I'm going to recommend to you. I'm going to save you money, but you're going to kick me back $10,000. Yeah,
no,
that is I'm sorry.
The president of the condo gave him a $10,000 bonus or a consultant fee.
Yeah,
which he didn't even have a license for.
You know, I'd have to hear how that goes, how that went down in the end. But I got to tell you. To me, that's, I think Scott hit it on the head. It sounds like a kickback.
Yeah, I mean, they could be explained away. If he saved you like hundreds of thousands of dollars and they wanted to give him a bonus for doing such a great job, maybe then that, and he has no ties to the business whatsoever, that's a different story, but.
Gotta be careful because that kickback statute, everybody thinks it only applies to officers and directors.
No.
Your first instinct was right. It applies to CAMs as well.
Oh, yeah, no, it absolutely does. It's just. I mean, you know, anything can happen, but, you know, this is a little fishy.
All right, let's do this. We got to take our bottom of the hour break. Glad to see that the phones are going nuts, even
yes.
in our new time at 11 o'clock.
Of course they are.
Taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back to Condo Craze and HOAs right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to 5-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty.
warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Oh, Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs on 850 WFTL. We are at our new time at 11 a.m. and everybody is finding us no problem.
Including Lorraine in Hollywood. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Karen.
That's right. I just want to let you know you can give us a call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And this is Attorney Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates.
How about we go to Lorraine in Hollywood? How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. How can we help?
Okay, so my board recently created a new law that states that if owners want to sell their condo, we first have to let them know, which I guess doesn't seem too unreasonable. But my question to you is, they're getting first pick at any of the condos that come up without us even being aware. And it was a really good one that just the president of the board just scooped up, and we didn't even know it was on the market. Is that allowable?
Okay, here's the bottom line. When you moved into your condominium, you got a big package of documents probably, and in there is your declaration of condominium. That's like your condominium's constitution, for lack of a better word. And in that document contains provisions regarding what the procedures are when someone is trying to sell their unit. Now, your board is acting perhaps as if they have what's called a right of first refusal. Sometimes associations have a right to have the opportunity to purchase the unit on behalf of the association or someone who the association designates for the same exact price that the person is trying to sell it for. So I can't tell you whether or not your board is doing something good or bad without knowing whether or not that right of first refusal exists in your governing documents. But if it does exist, and let's say they have a right to purchase it or sign their bid or their right to purchase it to somebody else, then the question is, why is it only being assigned to the president? How come it's not being put out to anyone else, and see if perhaps if there's even a higher bidder for this buyer? So, you know, was it done in a meeting? How was this done, or is it being done in secret? So those are the two things.
Yeah,
that's okay. Those are the two things I'd want to know, but I can't give you the all intelligent answer unless I saw your governing documents. So I'm going
to
ask you
to
give me a call. Give me a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and we can look at them together.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Lorraine.
All right.
All right, from going local down the block somewhere in Hollywood, we're now zooming all the way out to Brooksville, Florida, and we're going to go to Mary. How are you, Mary?
Hi, I'm fine.
Brooksville, west coast, like by Tampa, a little south of Tampa?
Yes. No, north.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're actually north of Tampa. Wow, you're really far.
Right up
there. How are you listening to us on the internet, Mary?
Yes.
All right. Hopefully we'll have some good news for you real soon, and you'll be able to get us on the radio.
How can we
help?
Well, I could make a whole show with this board.
It's my show, Mary. I mean, come on. I can't give you the whole show. I can give you a few minutes, though.
This board is made up of two sisters, one of them's boyfriend, a married couple.
Come on, there's a joke in there somewhere, Scott. Come on.
Yeah. Two sisters?
I swear to God, for 25 years, they've been dominating this place. Now, they have a little piece of land by the clubhouse that they said they made a deal with the county, and we can use that property. But everybody's cars get towed by somebody that they hired. And I find out that there's no contract. So I call these two fellows on the board, and I wasn't nice. And so I go to an attorney and ask him, let's sit down with these people and get our rules written down on paper. He sends out a letter to them before he was supposed to. They think I'm going to sue them. So all of a sudden, they got me in court suing me because I put flowers in my yard.
You put flowers in your yard?
And they're suing.
And they're still letting you live there? Oh, my God.
I don't understand. You parked on their plot of land? Is that what you're saying, and they towed you?
No.
I got it. Well, no, what you're saying is that there's a plot of land that the board has told the community they can use. You've been parking there, but you've been getting towed when you parked there, and you've come to find out there is no agreement to allow you guys to use it. And you went to an attorney because you wanted to get everything set in stone so you know what your rights are, and he jumped the gun, sent the letter, and now you're getting sued because of some ridiculous flower planting
violation. There's some retaliatory conduct,
right,
that they're now taking retaliatory conduct against you.
Yes, that's what they're doing, but they didn't have anything to get me on, so they say, okay, you put flowers in your yard, and you're not supposed to, so they took me to court.
And what's the status of that lawsuit?
Well, I put thousands of dollars into this, and I didn't have an HOA lawyer. I thought I did, but I didn't. So then I rented to these elderly ladies, and for some reason, they went and pulled everything out of my yard. This just happened, and I'm trying to find an attorney to represent
me. This is your own backyard? They went into your property?
Yeah. I don't know who did it yet, but they ripped everything out of my yard.
Wow.
Yeah, you know who did it. Of course we know who did it.
I don't know, honey, but I'm crazy. I just don't know what to do. These people are just making me crazy.
Well, if you want a second opinion,
wow,
give us a call in the office tomorrow, okay? 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's what we do. You know, you said you wanted attorneys that do HOA law. That's what we do all day long. So give us a call. Certainly sounds like your board acted retaliatory against you for making a complaint. My biggest concern, you know, we made a joke about it in the beginning, but that the board is controlled by two sisters and one of their boyfriends and some other family members. This is an HOA or a condo? It's an HOA?
It's an HOA.
Okay.
Hold on.
How many homes are there in this HOA?
124.
Okay.
And I was on the board a year ago, and I came to one of your events, and I got my certificate there.
Oh, fantastic.
And I was the only one on the board that ever got a certificate. They have never gotten a certificate.
So they might not even be certified. Let's kick them off. Let's either kick them off that way, or we're going to talk about the recall process and how maybe we can get them off the board. Or we'll even find out whether or not they're running the elections appropriately, because if they're not, we can wind up bringing them to arbitration. There's a lot of things we can do, including going after them for taking some retaliatory conduct against you, Mary.
And I'll tell you, you need to look into this this management company, because I can tell you things. I mean, you could do a whole show on this place.
Well, maybe we will one day. But
sounds like it.
For the time being, give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and let's see if we can help you out, okay?
All right, honey. Thank you.
Take care, Mary. Brooksville. Never heard of Brooksville until just now. All right, let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, We promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Ways here on 850 WFTL at our new time, 11 a.m., so we can expand into other markets. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. You can give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, last week we were actually talking about videotaping of meetings because it seems to drive everybody nuts. Some people just can't take it when they're on camera. So I just want to quickly recap where we were last week. Scott, just remind us what the law is in terms of condos.
Funny story, actually. I went to a condo meeting this week, not for Glazer & Associates, but for the Shapiro family. And I had to explain to Father Shapiro how the law worked with respect to videotaping things at meetings. And what I told him is what I'm going to tell you now. Here is Florida Statute 718.112.2c, and it states a unit owner may tape, record, or videotape the meetings. The right to attend such meetings includes the right to speak at such meetings with reference to all designated agenda items. The division shall not adopt
shall adopt
reasonable rules governing the tape recording and videotaping of the meeting. And I parenthetically add, if anyone still has a videotaping device.
Right.
You use
right, most people are using their phones now. But there are some rules in effect. Again, we'll just go through them really, really, really quick. Any unit owner can tape, record, or videotape the meetings of the board subject to the following restrictions. Only audio and video equipment and devices which unit owners are authorized to utilize at the meeting. The only type of equipment is equipment which does not produce distracting sound or light. That makes sense, right? You can't blind the board members as they're sitting up there. The video equipment shall be assembled and placed in position in advance of the meeting. Makes sense, so you're not moving around.
Again, made sense 15 years ago.
Yeah, right. With your iPhone, you can sit there and no one will even know you're taping. But if adopted in advance by the board as a rule, anyone videotaping or recording shall not be permitted to move around the meeting room. That makes sense. And if adopted in advance by the board as a written rule, advance notice has to be given. I don't know what the big deal is about giving advance notice.
I think that has to go with if you had like one of those big clunky devices on your shoulder back in 1991 or something like that. But, come on. This statute was not written because we have HD video recorders in our pockets now.
Now, homeowner associations, a lot different. There's just one small paragraph in the statute that says, recordings, any parcel owner can tape, record, or videotape the meetings of the board of the members. The board of directors can adopt reasonable rules. Now, because the DBPR doesn't control HOAs, those rules that I just read to you doesn't apply. But again, the board can adopt reasonable rules. Karen?
Okay. Well, I guess the bottom line is don't fight it. Taping is allowed. Just look into the camera and smile. But some of our blog readers had lots to say about videotaping meetings.
Yeah, and as we'll find out, some people don't like to be actually videotaped. Now, interesting, Michael Van Dyke writes in, and Michael says, I'm the person who lobbied the legislature successfully in 1996 to change the HOA law to explicitly permit the recording of meetings. The law was meant to simply allow recording. Therefore, one, a member can't request that he not be recorded. That's right. That happens all the time. People say, well, you can't record me. Mike is right. Bottom line is, if you're at the meeting, you're going to be recorded. Two, members need not announce that they are doing the recording. They do not need advance permission. I agree. In an HOA, he's right. Those who don't want to be recorded still have the same rights as other members, including the right to get up and jump in a lake.
There you go.
Mike is right. You don't like you're being recorded? Leave the damn room.
That is true.
He's right. Four, recording is not wiretapping, right? Sometimes you'll have lunatics screaming, you're wiretapping me.
Or lunatic lawyers that need to explain the difference between recording someone in public and wiretapping them.
Right. This is not wiretapping. This is not like, a Nixon scenario here. Bottom line is you show up. You can get recorded. You're voluntarily agreeing to get recorded once you enter that room. And he writes, tell the eminent legal scholar in your HOA that he can also go jump in the lake. Five, the video can be posted on the Internet. Now, this is interesting because I believe there was going to be some legislation that was drafted in this regard that would prevent the meetings from being posted on the Internet by a unit owner. Okay, so if you give that same video to someone else doesn't that get around the rule?
I mean, here's the thing. Let's say there was a law that said that, and there never will be, I don't believe. But I think it'll be enforced as much as the FBI used to enforce, taping off the videotapes we used to get.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Back in the 80s.
There's no way to police or enforce something like that. It would be impossible. He also writes, let's see, if you don't want to be on the Internet these days, hide under your bed. Six, if the general public is not excluded from the meeting by any effort by the board, then the proceedings are presumably public communications. I still think they're public communications, whether or not there's third parties involved in the room or not. And seven, citizens who are unwilling to speak up on important issues are not capable of self-government. They are sheep. They do not deserve to live in a free country. They make it possible for tyrants to thrive. And this is so interesting.
Winston Churchill here.
That this came up this week. I was at a board meeting this week. And let's just say 85% of the community were in favor of doing things one way, okay? And these 85% were very, very vocal, even though, respectfully, I thought they were in the wrong. The 15% who I thought were in the right didn't say a word, not a word. The meeting ends, they come up to me and say, no, we think that everybody else is wrong, we're right, and if somebody doesn't help us, we're going to file lawsuits. And I'm like, where were you during this whole meeting? The crowd was going bananas, and it obviously looked like it was only going one way, and now you come up to me after the meeting, this whole large group, telling me you don't agree with anybody else. So, you know, Michael, to some extent, is right. If you have something to say, voice your opinion. This is America. Don't sit back and let the majority beat you down and then complain about it afterwards.
Well, we say it all the time, Eric. You get the board you deserve, all right?
Oftentimes,
yeah, I mean, unless there's, like, you know, somebody's, like, you know, using duress to, you know, keep power.
Even
through.
That board in Brooksville with the sisters and the boyfriends? Well,
but even then, there are 124 homeowners, and they don't want to do anything about it.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, unfortunately, yeah, one person alone, yeah, you're probably going to be a victim once in a while to boards that do things like this. But if the community just doesn't care, then you're kind of just saying, yeah, we're all right with that.
Yeah, well, here's a bottom line for me when it comes to tape recording. I think owners should be wary of any board that doesn't want to be recorded. If a board doesn't want to be on camera, to me, yeah, it's like,
what are they hiding?
Not surprising, right? Why? What are they hiding? What, you know, they certainly seems like they have something to hide. You know, they may be petty crooks stealing your money. You're shaking down contractors. Who knows? But, you know, watch carefully. It's definitely hard to catch corrupt officials, but, you know, they stink so many – they smell so bad you can usually smell them a half mile upwind, says Michael Van Dyke.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the thing. You can videotape people and record them in public almost, you know, anywhere. I mean, if this was against the law, TMZ wouldn't exist, Eric. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's what you can't do. You can't record someone when they have an expectation of privacy that their communication to you will not be shared or heard by anybody else.
Right, and that's certainly not the case at a board meeting with a bunch of people. But thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs at our new time, 11 a.m. We will see you again next week at 11 a.m. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Florida's talk leader, 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach to Miami Beach. 850WFTL.com.